What's up, my friends? It's Rick Mulready here. Listen, if you are feeling like you're struggling to keep up with all the AI opportunities, or maybe you're wondering how to even start leveraging AI in your business without all the headaches, the AIify newsletter is designed with you in mind, my friend. Every week, I simplify AI for you, showing you how to apply it and integrate it into your business so that you can work less and profit more. As one of my readers put it, it's a must-have for any entrepreneur who wants to get more done in less time. And they said there's a lot of noise out there and your information is up to date, yet just feels more calm and more relatable. So I want to invite you to sign up for the AIify newsletter. It's free. Just go to rickmulready.com/newsletter. That's rickmulready.com/newsletter. Hey, my friend, welcome to the Art of Online Business podcast. My name is Rick Mulready, and I'm an online business coach. I'm an ads expert, and most importantly, I'm a dad. And this show is where we help established online course creators and coaches create more profit, more impact with less hustle. All right, let's get into it. Hey, my friend, before we get into today's episode, I want to let you know about the game-changing tool that we started using in early 2021 for the back end of our business from a marketing perspective. We started using 10xpro.io, and I absolutely love it. It allowed us to consolidate tools that we were using for our online courses, tools that we're using for to create order forms, tools we were using to create landing pages, et cetera, et cetera. It gets super complex and overwhelming really quickly, not to mention super expensive when you add up all those tools. Well, 10xpro.io solves all of that. It's an all-in-one tool. They've been around for about 10 years now, and I absolutely love them. It is super simple. You can create your whole website in there if you want, not to mention landing pages, funnels, pre-made marketing campaigns. Your online courses can be housed there. You create offers. You can do your membership in there. Forums has a built-in affiliate center, and their online support is off the charts. The link to check out 10xpro.io is rickmulready.com/10xpro. And you can get a super, super inexpensive trial. It's like a dollar. And check them out. If you do decide to go with them, I do get a small commission. And so thank you in advance for that. rickmulready.com/10xpro. All right, my friend, let's dive into today's episode. Hey, what's up, my friends? Rick Mulready here. Welcome back to the podcast. This is episode number 581 here on the show. And this is another quick tip episode here on the podcast. And today, for the quick tip, I want to talk about a topic that I'm seeing coming up more and more in my coaching sessions. And this is something that I have not done a very good job in my business up until the last couple of years. So I've been in business now 8 years with my online business. And for the first several years, I made the huge mistake of not segmenting the conversations that I was having in my business. Because when we segment, right, when we segment, it's going to lead to stronger relationships with the people that you serve or that you want to serve. When you segment, it's going to serve them for where they are at based on interest or their level of expertise or whatever it is that you do in your niche. It can increase open and click rates in your emails. It can increase sales. It can increase your repeat customers. It can bring in lost revenue, if you will, from like cart abandonment and that sort of thing. There's a whole bunch of benefits to segmenting. I think the biggest one is that it allows you to have the right conversation with the right person based on, their interest or wherever they are at in their journey or their level of expertise or whatever it might be in your specific niche. Because if you're having one conversation with your entire audience, with all the people in your audience, that's not a conversation. That is just, a megaphone that you're shouting from to everybody. And so it is key to segment as quickly as you possibly can in your business. When somebody comes into your business, if you will, whether it's joins your email list or signs up for a webinar or watches a YouTube video or listens to a podcast episode, whatever it might be, it's so important to be segmenting how you are delivering content because there's so many benefits to it, right? It's going to feel like people like, oh, this person really gets me, rather than this is completely irrelevant to me, right? And so the first thing you want to do in this whole process is to identify what the segments are in your business. What are the segments that you want to be serving in your business? And you might want to be serving one segment. You might want to be serving one audience in your business. And you know, I talk about that all the time here in the show. It's the singularity of focus in your business, having one flagship offer, serving one audience. Well, you might not be starting out that way, or you might have a very successful business and you're still serving different segments of an audience. That's great. No problem. But you've got to be segmenting so that you can be having the right conversations, so that you can be making the appropriate offers to the right people, again, based on where they're at, based on their level of expertise or whatever it is, and how you're serving people in your niche. So what I mean by that is, let's just use gardening as an example. Like, what is your level of gardening expertise? Are you a beginner? Like, you've never had a garden before, but you want a garden? Like, that's me, right? I'd love to have a garden in my backyard, even though I don't have a backyard. I'd love to have a backyard too. I would love to have a garden where I'm growing my own vegetables, right? And so that is a very, if I'm going to somebody for information around gardening, if they're talking about advanced gardening techniques, that is not for me. That's going to be way over my head. And so I want to be learning from somebody who, however you help people, whatever it is that you do in your business, your audience wants to know that you get them, that you understand where they are at in their journey or in their level of expertise or whatever it might be in their interests, and having the conversation that serves them. And so how do we do that? Well, that's through segmentation. And so I want to share with you 9 different ways to segment your audience. Now, there's a lot of different other things you can do, and I'll mention at the very end as well. But primarily, this is going to be email marketing based, all right? Because email marketing, we should absolutely still be building our email list, 100%. Okay. And so I'll give you a few different other options as well, and sort of how I recommend thinking about this. But again, the more that you can segment, your business is going to grow as a result. And if you're going back to the point about if you're serving one audience, right? So for example, so I serve in my business. So we, you know, in my accelerator coaching program, established online course creators, or online coaches, maybe they're both, or teacher entrepreneurs. And by established, that means people are either, you know, at least doing $8,000 to $10,000 per month in revenue from their online business, and they're looking to scale, right, to multiple seven figure businesses. So that is a very specific audience who we serve in the business. Also, who I speak to on this podcast, right? Now, of course, there's going to be other levels of people, and you might be one who is not quite at that level in your business. That's completely fine. All this information is super helpful for you, right? So our one offer in our business, that's who this is for. As I just mentioned, that's who the program is for. Now, with that said, I can still use segmentation within that audience. Like, I can sub-segment even further. Just as an example, I can sub-segment people within my audience that we're serving with Accelerator, for example, that have an interest in starting a podcast or are looking for, you know, a specific type of marketing tool in their back end of the business, or who are interested in starting a YouTube channel, right? And so that's just another way to take advantage of the things I'm about to share with you. Okay. And so the first strategy is to simply segment within an email. So you send an email to your email list. This is how most people segment. You send an email to your email list, and within your email, you ask people a simple question, right? Like, which of the below best describes you, or which of the below best describes your business or your level of gardening expertise or what have you. And you have links there, right? So remember, we've identified what segments that we want to serve, or what segments, you know, are coming up in our business, right? Just going back to the gardening expertise, it's like beginner, intermediate, and advanced gardeners. So those would be the three different segments. And then, of course, you can do additional sub-segmentation within those audiences. But in this example here, in our first strategy, we would have three different links in the email. Which of the below best describes your level of gardening expertise? I'm a beginner. And then you might have some qualifying language there to give some context as to how you define beginner. Then I'm an intermediate. Again, what does that mean? I'm an advanced. Okay, what does that mean? That's it. You got your three links there, and then, yeah, some additional text in the email, but you ask people to click based on their level of expertise. And depending on which link that they click on, you tag them accordingly in your email CRM. Now you are building groups of people, building segments, so that you can have the proper conversation with the advanced gardener, the proper conversation with the beginner gardener, et cetera. So that's number one. Ask people within an email, right? Create some links, tag, you know, based on what people click, make sure you tag them accordingly so that you can have the right conversation. Number two, and this is super, super common, right? Is to do a quiz, right? So on my website, and I do not do a good job of, that's a whole other episode I'm going to talk about. I have a quiz, right? So we have a quiz on the website where it helps you identify what are the areas in your business that you're missing, right? The things that you're so close to in your business that you are too close to see. Well, this quiz that we've created helps you identify what those areas are. And the payoff at the end of the quiz is an action plan. It's like a three-step action plan to, okay, great. This is what's happening in your business. And we've created this quiz to be able to do that, to identify that for you. And then this is the action plan. Well, that's segmenting based on the level of your business and based on what your big challenges are in your business, right? So you might have a quiz, for example, that, again, let's use the gardening example. You might have a fun quiz to help segment people based on their level of gardening expertise, right? We've had episodes about quizzes here in the podcast, which I'll link up in the show notes for today's episode. But quizzes or surveys are a great example of things that you can do to, again, segment people so that they're self-segmenting them. Quizzes are a great way to do that, right? The third strategy is to have specific lead magnets based on, again, their level, their interests, whatever it might be. So if I have a lead magnet on creating a podcast, for example, and that's going to be somebody, it's like how to create your first podcast, right? Just, I don't know, off the top of my head. Well, that is going to be somebody who has never created a podcast before. That's a very beginner person from a podcasting perspective versus 9 ways to monetize your podcast. That is a different segment of people. So just based on which lead magnet they're choosing to download, and yes, they could download both of them, but then you can use the tags and do exclusions and all that stuff. That's outside the scope of this episode here, but use specific lead magnets to segment your audience. Again, different lead magnets are going to serve different levels or different segments within your audience. Again, going back to what are the segments that you want to identify for your business? You can use lead magnets. You can do strategy number four is people who sign up, for example, for a webinar or a video training or a challenge or whatever it might be. which again speaks to a specific level or a specific interest, or it might be like a specific grade level. Maybe you serve, you know, 6th, 7th, and 8th graders, and you serve the teachers who teach 6th, 7th, and 8th grade. Well, you might be do something that is only for sixth grade teachers. Okay, great. Well, you want to segment that conversation, right? And so these are different ways that you can be doing that. Now, those are the most basic things that you can be doing. And there's certainly other ways. I wanted to give you quick actionable things that you can go and do as soon as you finish this episode. The fifth strategy, and this is something that is really more so if you're getting some really good traffic to your website, and I'm not an affiliate for them. We do not use them, but I know the founder, I have several friends who use them, and I am really looking at using them. However, I don't get a ton of traffic to my website, which is totally cool. Anyway, the tool is called Write Message. Write, R-I-G-H-T, message, M-E-S-S-A-G-E. And again, I have no affiliation with the company or anything like that. I just love what they do. And so they are, and you can go down a big rabbit hole, by the way, with Write Message. You can go very deep. Or you can do something as simple as when somebody visits your website, for example, you can have like a slider box that pops up that asks you, you know, the person visiting the website, what level, you know, are you at? Obviously, it's based on whatever niche that you're in or what have you. So Write Message is something that can be super helpful. And you can do this with other tools as well, but Write Message is something that's been on my radar for a few years now. So that's another thing that you can do. Again, probably more advanced, but super, super powerful. The sixth strategy is text messaging, right? So you can use an app like Community, for example, and create groups of people based around a specific interest or a specific level of expertise or whatever it might be. And you can be having conversations with the people that are within that segment that you've built, you know, via text messaging, via an app like Community, for example. Okay. And by the way, I'll link all these, you know, these, again, I'm not affiliated in any way with Community or Write Message or whatever, but I've used Community and had great success with it. During a launch, for example, a couple of years ago, it was really, really effective and really liked it. I'll link all these up in the show notes for today's episode. Another strategy I alluded to it earlier is you can be doing podcast episodes or YouTube videos on specific topics. So yes, people are not on your email list yet at that point. However, you can be doing a podcast episode about a specific topic, and then you can have, you know, you can offer a lead magnet, or you can offer a free training or whatever it might be based on that topic that you're talking about. And if that topic is speaking to, if you are speaking to a specific segment of your audience based on what you, on the topic of your episode or your video is, there you go. Segmentation. So the idea there is to, again, I'm having the right conversation with the right level of people that you want to be serving. And level of people isn't like, I don't mean it like that. I just mean like the segment of people that you are serving or you want to be identifying to be serving. The eighth strategy, look at what people have purchased from you in the past. So if you have different offers in your business serving different levels of people, I just said that levels again. Hopefully you understand what I mean by that is like, all I'm saying is like I'll go back to the gardening example, right? All right. I'm a beginner gardener. Let's call it level one. I'm an intermediate gardener. That's level two. An expert gardener, level three. Okay. That's what I'm talking about. And so maybe I can look at, oh, people, here's the segment of people that have purchased the beginner gardening course that I have. Okay, amazing. Now, I want to offer my level two course or membership or whatever it is that you've got to all the people who have purchased level one, and it has been like 60 days since they purchased it or something. I'm just making this up, right? Well, you can create a segment of those people and have the right conversation with them because you know that they purchased the level one gardening course that you have. Okay. So again, look at what people have purchased from you in the past. This is your opportunity to cross promote and offer people the right offer or add additional value to people based on where they are at. Okay. The ninth strategy, and I got another one, I'm going to throw a bonus one in here for you. So number nine is some tools and email CRMs have integrations where you can segment people based on the activity that they're taking on your website. So again, if you don't get much traffic to your site, this isn't going to be super helpful, but if you get a lot of traffic to your site, this could be super helpful because you could be creating segments based on the pages that people are visiting on your site. So, and so forth. And again, emailing them accordingly, right? And another example of that might be a cart abandonment email sequence. So people who have, you know, clicked your add to cart or buy now or what have you, and then they didn't end up purchasing. Well, you have a tag for people who click, you've got a tag for people who purchased, and then you exclude the people who purchased and target the people that clicked, you know, buy now. And now you can send an email to those people automatically. This can be all automated, you know, like, hey, notice you were interested in this and you went to purchase it. Just want to make sure that there wasn't a problem, or maybe you can offer them a discount, whatever it might be. Cart abandonment email sequence can vastly increase sales on an automated basis, right? Another, just a couple of bonus things here. Another obvious one that you should be, and I'm going to do a whole other episode about this coming up here because I think it's pretty funny. So I recently did an email list cleanup, right? I try to do this every quarter and you'd be so surprised. I'm just going to tease you right now with this, right? You'd be really surprised at the size of my email list. So many people are like, really, Rick, with the scope of your business, like that's all? I have a very small email list, but it's not about, you know, it's not about quantity of people on your list, it's about the quality of the people on your list. Long gone are the days that I used to get upset around, you know, size of the email list or comparing myself to others. And because it's very easy to do, right? Like, hey, I did that for so many years. But anyway, my point being is that you want to segment people based on, and every email CRM has their own definition of this, but you want to segment people based on lack of engagement on your emails. So you want to clean people out who are not engaging with anything on your, when you send emails out over a period of time. And so that's really important because, again, we want to be having the right conversation with people who actually want to hear from us, who want to learn from us. So segmentation allows us to clear out our email list of those non-engagers. And then lastly, outside of email, obviously we can do a lot of segmentation from an ads perspective, right? Like, again, if you're getting a lot of traffic to your site, you can build audiences of people based on what, you know, sections of the site that they're visiting. Again, it is vastly affected by iOS privacy and all that stuff. But there's just a whole bunch of different ways that you can do that from an advertising perspective. Okay. And so hopefully, you know, the idea, I just gave you, you know, 10 different ways to be segmenting your audience, 9 different ways, a couple bonus. What I want you to do is just take one and start with one. The easiest thing that you can do is that first strategy that I mentioned is you can segment your email list, send them an email and simply include the line, hey, which of the below, do me a favor and answer, which of the below or which of the following best describes you or your business or, you know, your level of expertise or whatever it might be. Click the link that best describes. And then you're tagging based on which one they click. And then that can put them into a specific segment. And you can let them know, like, look, I want to be serving you and giving you content and helping you for exactly where you are at. Can you help me by choosing which option below best describes you? Super simple email, but yet super. My daughter has been watching super simple songs every day. A couple times a day. And yeah, super simple songs. It's amazing. But it's a super simple strategy that you can do to segment. Okay. So again, if you're not segmenting, you're missing a huge opportunity to build stronger relationships with the people that you want to be serving. You're missing out an opportunity to serve them for where they are at. It's going to increase your open rates, your click rates. It's going to increase your sales because you're having the right conversation with the right person, can give you repeat customers, et cetera. The list of benefits goes on. Okay. And so hopefully you will go and segment your email list and the content that you're creating right now. Again, just choose one from today. I'll link the tools up that I mentioned on the show notes for today's episode. But hey, my friend, thank you so much as always for listening. Super appreciate you. I'll see you right back here for the next episode of the Art of Online Business podcast.